Love Me, One Woman's Search for a Different Happy Ever After. Written and read by Marianne Power. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Rumi. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Mary Oliver. I always thought you'd suit being a nun. Mum. Author's note. Just because I have chosen to write about myself does not mean that my friends and lovers have signed up to be in a book. While the people in my life have all been very generous in telling me to write what I wanted, I have done my best to protect everyone's privacy. To that end, most of the characters in this book are composites, which means they are not based on one single person, and several are from imagination. This was especially important in the Tantra chapters, because at the start of all Tantra retreats, we all agree to confidentiality. While everything I write about happened, the details of who with have been changed. All Tantra characters are fictionalized. I have written this book with Jan Day's permission and the approval of my Tantra friends. Thank you so much for trusting me. Me. About this book. Mum. Yes? Me. There's going to be sex in it. Is that okay with you? Mum. Write whatever you want, Marianne. Me. Oh, good. I was worried I'd embarrass you. Mum. But you're not writing about yourself again, are you? Me. Yes. Mum. Don't you think people have had enough of that? Love Me. A happy ending makes for a crap beginning. He didn't show up. What do you mean he didn't show up? I mean he wasn't there at the airport. Did you call him? He didn't pick up. Oh, Marianne, I'm sorry. Where are you now? James, wait. I'm on the phone. Sorry. It's okay. I'm in the Airbnb. Is it nice at least? I looked around the apartment for the first time. There were a lot of hard surfaces. I'm worried, I said. What if something's happened to him? His dad was really sick last time we spoke and he was getting chest pains. The Greek had chest pains or the dad? The Greek. I think it's stress. He has a new job and is caring for both his parents and not sleeping and... I'm sure he's okay, Marianne. James, what is it? If you're hungry, have a satsuma. Sorry. It's okay, I should let you go. So what are you going to do now? I don't know, wait to hear from him, I guess. Gemma hung up and I walked to the French doors that looked onto the glistening lights of Athens. I waited for the excitement I usually felt when arriving in a new city. It didn't come. I walked around the apartment into the giant bedroom and two bathrooms. Its size felt like an affront. I shouldn't be here alone. This was a place for a couple. What if something had happened to him? What if he'd had a heart attack? I walked into the kitchen. There was a welcome basket on the counter, filled with fruit and a bottle of wine. My heart lifted at the sight of the wine. All was not lost. I could have a nice drink, sit on the balcony, and wait for him to call. I opened the drawers looking for a corkscrew, but couldn't find one. I wondered if it was too desperate to smash open the bottle. Then another thought landed. What if this whole thing was pretend? What if he had no intention of meeting me? What if my love interest didn't live in Athens with his parents? What if he lived here with his wife and children? Oh my God, was I being catfished? I looked at the wine. I couldn't smash it. That would be a step too far. I wheeled my suitcase into the bedroom. I took off my clothes and lay on the bed in my underwear, switching on my laptop. I fell asleep watching Sneaky Pete. The next morning, I checked my phone. No messages. I checked Instagram and scrolled through old posts. I stopped on one from a photo shoot with Elle magazine in Paris. I was standing in front of a painted backdrop in a little attic in the Marais, blinking into the camera, stunned by my circumstances. The book I'd written about my year